The first one I call pantheistic. It's present in the ancient world. It's also present in the modern world. The view is basically this, that God and creation coincide. God is just a fancy way of talking about the whole of nature. In fact, the philosopher Spinoza put it just that way. He said, God or nature, they mean the same thing. All reality, as we experience it, taken as a totality, is God. You can find it, I say, in many forms of modern mysticism. It comes up in our country now in a lot of a New Age movement. But another place you'll find it? Star Wars. Star Wars was very influenced by Joseph Campbell, who was a comparative mythologist. And Campbell said this. He was asked, do you believe in a personal God? He said, no. When the question was pressed, he said, God is the zoom of energy that runs through all things. Now, that should sound familiar to anyone who's watched the Star Wars movies. George Lucas, who made them, said, these movies reflect the philosophy of Joseph Campbell. And what do you find? But the Force. May the Force be with you. Not God, but the Force. And what is it? But the zoom of energy that runs through and unites all things. That view is a pantheist view. Now, on the other side, also very ancient and very modern, is deism. Deism says basically this, that God is a supreme being. At the beginning of things, created the universe, maybe gave it its laws, wound it up like a clock, and then let it go. God is both spatially and chronologically distant from the world. Now here's the thing. Neither one of those gods can be a god of love. Because to love is to will the good of the other. Pantheist view, well, God is the world. The world is God. I'm not really other to God. How can God love me? I'm not distant enough, distinct enough from God. More to it, the pantheist God really isn't a person. It's more of a force, as Joseph Campbell said. How about the deist God? Well, that can't be a God of love either, because that God is too far. He's too indifferent, makes the world but then retires. Now, above those two views is the biblical view of God. The Bible couldn't be clearer that God is not the world. God is the creator of the world, therefore God is not anything in the world. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my thoughts above your thoughts and my ways above your ways. The Bible over and over again rails against idolatry. Don't reduce God to something in the world. Okay. But that doesn't mean the Bible defends deism. Because the Bible says God is intimately connected to the world. That God is passionate about the world. In the Pope's latest encyclical, Deus Caritas Est, God is Love, he talks about God's erotic connection to the world with that deep, passionate compassion and love. There's the biblical idea. God is distinct from the world, yet God is intimately connected to the world. And that is a God who loves the world. He wills the good of the other as other. And that's distinctive, I think, to the biblical imagination.